Hey Anthony, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Doing well. We've been playing phone tag back and forth.
Yeah, it's been a brutal week for me, man. I got a lot of good business going on, and it was my kid's birthday, and I'm involved in sailing and blah blah blah. I got Thanksgiving ahead of me, and my wife's at Black Sea with her family, and I hate it. You want me to keep going?
I understand. I understand. You got your plate is definitely full, for sure. Well, do you have a few minutes to kind of talk?
I do got a few minutes to kind of talk.
Okay, good. So, are you? You said business is doing well right now.
Yeah. Well, here's what. Let me tell you. You want to? Can I tell you what I do so you understand a little bit more about me and see if there's a connection of any kind?
Please.
I have been an importer for 20 years.
Okay.
And every year until this year was a really, really bad business model. I was essentially, my wife was a senior buyer for Pier 1, and mm-hmm. we went out on our own, and we went and sourced and designed and developed product for JCPenney's and Pier 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a good business model because I never had to warehouse any product. But I would design and develop product for them, and it was a really good model until the world fell apart in 2000, and then, you know, mass retailers started treating them, you know, their vendors like crap.
Right.
And so it got to be where, you know, where the risk was too bigger for the reward. So, you know, even banks got scared. And there was a point 3 years ago where banks wouldn't even buy JCPenney's paper anymore. And I just struggled really hard to try to find where I was as a mom and pop in that whole industry that is usually done by factories in China or big. And we had really good relationships, but our buyer relationships couldn't supersede a vice president or a director of sales that would just slice things after they'd guarantee they were going to buy it. And, you know, they were giving you huge numbers so that they got low pricing, and then the orders never came in the size they said they were, and it just became a really bad business model. So we kind of took that same concept of our – well, not the same concept, but the ability that we had to source product, and we found an item that we felt was a middle-of-the-road item that was expensive enough that I could sell it, you know, that I could sell it online mm-hmm. and make money at it, and that was mirrors. So we kind of launched a mirror business, and my webpage is www.sbcdecor.com. So sbcdecor.com.
Okay.
It's also Selections by Chemont. And so we started with Wayfair and Overstock just because we had a buddy that had done that with Boots, a guy named Patrick Wayne, and just tried to see how much we could sell them, if we could even make a living at it. So we launched in January, and we plan to do 6 containers in the first year. I'm on container number 12 right now. So
wow.
What we did is we started off real slow when we kind of bumped our heads, and we asked my buddy that was in the business. He said, you know, I wish I could tell you a bulletproof plan, but you just got to get out there like anything in life and kind of stumble mm-hmm. and stuff. So we kind of did, you know, we were doing like 5,000 a month, like, you know, January, February, March, and my dad was my accountant, and he's 80, but he owned car dealerships, but he's kind of old school and didn't really, you know, have his arms around, like, you know, QuickBooks Online and that kind of stuff. And me and my wife have been doing this together for a long time, working together, and we fight a lot. So she wanted it to be QuickBooks. Anyway, we went through all the basic struggles, and finally I took over things that I should be taking over, and she kind of started focusing more on sales, and things slowly started coming together. So May and June, we did $17,000 each month. Then July and August, we did $29,000 and $28,000 each month. And then September, October, we did $40,000 and $40,000. And this month, we're looking to do $55,000. So, you know, some
wow.
of that is due to Christmas, but a big part of it is due to the fact that, you know, besides, we're finally elevating on people's web pages,
mm-hmm.
And we have the right SKU. You know, we originally bought 300 items, and you know, 100 didn't work, and 100 were glass art and canvas art, which the world's really got a big collection of it already, mm-hmm. and they're the cheaper items. You know, we were selling them for $20, and what was working was the big mirrors, the big kind of some I call, you know, not Gothic, but more European style, or something you'd see in a castle, or
sure.
That's what it had, the big wooden frame around it. My wife has the proper terminology for it. I don't.
Which know would it be? I'm looking at your website. Would it be like a rectangle mirror, a wall mirror? What is it under? What category?
Well, it'd be one of the first ones you see on the page. The ones that they're all the ones that you're seeing now are really working.
Okay.
But what we've done is we have some that go all the way up to $700.
But I see that.
We've kind of broadened our horizon, where we made the ones that were $700 that were really working. We put them in different sizes so that we could bring the price down. We expanded on some models that were more entry level models.
Mm-hmm.
We've been picked up. We got picked up by the Omni Hotel in Providence, Rhode Island, and we did their hotel.
Nice.
We just got picked up by Trinity Terrace. So we're going to do the Las Vegas show in May. So right now we're on track to do about 600,000. There's a lot of margin in this stuff, and I'm working out of a warehouse it's kind of in a slum area of Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
That a friend of mine owns. That's just dirt for him. At some point when the city, you know, we're a pretty hot housing market here, and the city's growing pretty well, and he's gonna mow it over in a few years. But it's kind of a dangerous area of town, and so the warehouse that I'm in doesn't really. I have to have five people walk around and look for product for 4 hours when I sell 70 orders, where if I had a really good warehouse, three guys could do it in, you know, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through different headaches now than I was 3 months ago. 3 months ago, I was worried about the accounting system and fighting with my wife about stuff like that. Now it's all growing pains.
Yeah.
But good growing pains.
Yeah, good problems to have.
So, you know, some of our basic struggles are, you know, we're looking to move outside of Fort Worth a little bit and buy some property and build a warehouse. You know, that's probably somewhere. I've got some cash in the bank, but it's probably about a $300,000-$400,000 investment to buy a property that's in the 80 to 100K range, and then, you know, you build a 10,000 square foot warehouse that's done properly. You know, you're talking about $30 a square foot, maybe. You know, and then a little showroom up front where we can sell locally here in Fort Worth some stuff. But, you know, our goal is to layer in another line besides mirrors. We're talking about vases. Like I said, my wife was a VP at Pier 1 when they were in their heydays in the 90s of really being one of the only import companies around. And mm-hmm. her budget was like probably $400 or $500 million, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a lot of people out there that she stroked at some point in her life, whether it be China, the Hong Kong, you know, or the Philippines or Indonesia, that are on our Rolodex that we visited for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Or 15 years. So that, you know, we feel pretty comfortable that we can layer in some other business to go along with these mirrors. So that, because there is a maximum density probably that I can sell to on Wayfair and Overstock. You know, right now I think I'm doing 5 to 8, and I would imagine I'm going to max out at probably 15 on each vendor or each client.
Okay.
On selling to individuals. So that's okay. 30,000 a month, and I really need to be doing about 60,000 a month. So at that point with mirrors, maybe there might be a little bit more, I don't know, but you know, at that point I'm going to be layering in people that I pick up at business shows like the Las Vegas show, as well as relationships that I'm making. Like there's a nursing home here in Fort Worth called Trinity Terrace, and there's a company that owns, I think, 100 of them nationally, and they have a company out of Portland that we just went and visited. So we're doing that whole nursing home, and that's a $60,000 job in mirrors alone. I mean, you know, you start realizing that when a nursing home, and it's a very high-end retirement home for the more wealthy. So it's 30 stories, and so, you know, they want these big leaner mirrors that are actually bolted to the wall when you get off the elevator that are, you know, that are 10 feet high or 9 feet high. And so, you know, those are $1,000 mirrors. And then, you know, every room needs, you know, 3 mirrors in it. And so once you start developing those relationships, you know, then you start feeling like you can do $1 million, $2 million in mirrors alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the margin's pretty good.
What is the margin?
That $700 mirror, we're probably buying it for like $100.50, you know?
Holy cow.
But I'm marking it up. What you're seeing it on my website is I have to mark it up to the same level that Wayfair and Overstock mark it up to.
Okay.
So I'm selling that mirror actually to Wayfair and Overstock for like, you know, $350, $400. And so then the rest is their markup and shipping. And so I just sell mine the same. So I don't sell like on a really good day, I'll do, $1,500 on Overstock, $1,500 on Wayfair. And I might do, you know, a couple of hundred on my website. You know, my website, because it's only got 9 months behind it. So it's got a ways for me to go before we're really... Mine will probably be more for the shows and designers and designer discounts and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on house, and so, you know, we broke the day that Trump was elected. The next morning, I don't know whether it had anything to do with him. But we did $6,000 in one day. So that was our all-time record for a day. And, you know, what we saw is there was, you know, there was the same business on Wayfair and Overstock, but my site picked up some business. And then Howell's that we just got on did some business. So when all the wheels get spinning, that's when you get into that, you know, $2 and $3 million annually just in mirrors. And then you layer in some other business. And then at some point, I just got an order that just clicked on my phone right there, which is cool. At some point, you know, you sell it and walk away and you go ski the rest of your life, right?
Right. Well, it sounds like you figured out a good business to kind of, especially to narrow it down to one particular item and kind of build off of that. So in your sales, I mean, to go from 5,000 from January, February, March, and now you're up to 50K a month is pretty amazing. And your margins, it just sounds like you have a great business. So what are you looking? Are you looking for more financing to help grow the business, or do you want to add on that second layer? What are you looking for?
Well, that's a little bit of both. You know,
okay.
Right now I've gone from one warehouse that was 1,800 square feet to I'm in three, and I'm fixing to take over the fourth one. So, and then we want to do layer in some business on top of it, some new business that we want to bring in the spring, as well as, you know, Fort Worth and Dallas is like the hottest economy going right now, or one of them. I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's a few of them out there, but we are one of them. And so I've been here for, you know, my wife's been here her entire life, and I've been here long enough. I've been here since 72. So the problem is I'm seeing the dirt around us, you know, everybody getting really greedy and the dirt going up. And so real quickly, I'm also looking at wanting to either buy some property to start planning to build my own little warehouse. There's an area of Fort Worth that is not $20 a square foot already. And a friend of mine who's a real old family from Fort Worth is starting to buy it up. He's got a little ranch land next to it. And it's all the way on the west side. And it should be at two, and people are already wanting seven, but he's looking to buy some up. So I would like to expand there sometime next year. So all of this is kind of in my head. Right now, I kind of want to get through Christmas and then turn around and look in the rearview mirror and then start really, you know, end of December, beginning of January, planning out step two, which is layering in the next line of business, getting the other warehouse, and then, you know, trying to figure out, because even if I can't buy the property and I can't buy the land, I need to put racks in the warehouse I am in, because I'm just going to start throwing money away on employees that I don't need because I'm not organized properly.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, there's, you know, There's a way to grow, as you know, and there's a way to grow properly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we spent so many years, just like you said earlier, we had too many SKUs. We were doing Christmas items, so we would go vomit holiday all over a showroom or a room of Pier 1 with, you know, 1,000 items, and they'd select 300. Which would narrow down to 50, but it was multiple different items. Some were glass balls, some were, you know, some were textiles, some were this, some were that. And, you know, you find yourself creating all these different items, and you were 25 different things to three different people, and it was horrible. At least here we are pretty dialed in which for us gets us really excited and more aggressive. So I don't, you know what, I don't know what your rates are. I want to visit it with my bank. My wife's family was in the nursing home business. Mm-hmm. I've got a little bit of cash left over that I've got with a guy that I trust here at Merrill Lynch. But, I've kind of messed around with guys like you before. I did it earlier on when I was factoring. Mm-hmm. I did it with a guy out of Florida that would, some wanted to buy invoices, some wanted to buy my goods as collateral. I've probably got about $200,000 worth of inventory in my warehouse. That's where I spent my money because I learned real quickly that if you run out, they kill you on those websites. So there was a point where we just had to jump in with both feet and go, okay, we're going to buy this much inventory. We're going to get these three warehouses. And, we believe enough in it that it's going to sell. And that's when we really went from 15 to 29 because we were elevated on the websites and we were getting more orders then,
Mm-hmm.
So with all that being said, I'm willing to do some things. I don't know what your rates are. And if your company is like a modern day kind of loan shark or whether you're pretty competitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are a private business bank, so we only work with business owners. We do have traditional loans and we also have the cash advance loans. Right. So we have multiple different programs. I know with my customers, what I like to do is try to get them approved for the longest term, the longest amount, the most amount possible. And then I turn it over to you and have you kind of choose which terms you like. Now, what I would suggest is if you can go through your bank, your local bank, and if you can get that loan, go through them. I do know their rate will probably be better than mine. But if they can't help you out or you need like $100,000, $150,000, on a more of a shorter term, I can work very quickly on that. I can get you approved for something like that, and get you the money within a couple of days. So I know with the traditional
on those rates on those non-traditional ones are the ones that are much more aggressive, I guess, mm-hmm. that have the higher rates. What are you paying at? Is it like 4% that you pay?
No, it's going to be, they usually start off at 10 cents on the dollar. So it's more like, around 10%. And kind of goes up from there. They are very aggressive, but it's unsecured, right? So you're not putting your house up as collateral. You're not putting any of your assets up. You're literally just signing a piece of paper saying, I promise I'll pay you back.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why it's a little bit more expensive. Now, if you want to bring on the equipment for the warehouse, things like that, I can get you a traditional 5-year term, low percentage equipment financing rate. That's not an issue. But
okay, on that one right there, when you say equipment, does that mean that you're borrowing against my equipment, or you're borrowing against my inventory? Or that's money to buy equipment?
That's money to buy equipment. Yeah, we don't do like factoring. What you used to do. So,
educate me real quickly. Why is it that you'll loan money to buy equipment? What do you borrow against on that? If you let's say I go, okay, yeah, I wanted to buy racks,
mm-hmm.
And the racks are going to be to get my warehouse to where I need it. It's going to be $50,000, and I mm-hmm. need to buy, all these steel racks to go in all these warehouses so I can categorize my mirrors, and people can walk down a hallway and go, oh, there it is, and grab it versus right now, it's just a palletized, and it's like walking through a maze,
mm-hmm.
which is due to the fact that we had to get going quick. So to borrow like $50,000 to do that, what are you borrowing against when I'm borrowing to get equipment? I mean, what makes that a more secured loan or a more lower rated loan?
Good question. So with the unsecured loans, the cash loans, we don't really check on what you're buying it with. Right, so I give you the cash, and you can do whatever you want and spend it how you want and choose what you feel like it's best for your business. With the secured loan, with that type of collateral, we usually secure it on whatever piece of equipment you're buying. Now, with racks, it's going to be a little bit more difficult because, racks aren't really worth that much afterwards, right?
Right.
But if I can get that approved, like I got somebody approved with a bunch of broadband modems they needed for their business, and they needed like 600 pieces of that. Unfortunately, that's horrible collateral for a bank, but, at the end of the day, we paid the vendor. So we know that this is going towards your business, right? We know that, okay, we'll give him the $50,000 for the racks. We'll put him on a 5-year term. Now, a traditional bank is not going to use that as collateral. They're going to be like, you're out your mind. You know, like that's worth nothing. We're different. So it may be a little bit higher than, you know, the 5-6% rate that you're used to, but I can probably get around like 8-10% on that on 5 years and get that as a secured loan and have a low monthly payment. And I can do the racks and get it approved, you know, because we're paying the vendor. I just need to get that vendor approved. Whoever you're buying the racks from, I need to know who it is and then talk to them and get them approved through my underwriter.
All right, so here's what I need to do. What I need to do is circle back up with you in January.
Okay.
I've got some old some taxes that I'm still working on, too.
Okay.
I want to be completely clean when I come in and talk to you. Just because when the first part of my story was how bad things got with JCPenney, which obviously made my life difficult and other vendors. So I want to be obviously it's more advantageous to be as clean as possible so that I get the best rates.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, but I want you to keep in mind, I work with credit tiers from A to D. I work with people who got tax liens, who have BKs. Like, I am a private business bank where I can do things that traditional banks can't do. So what I don't want you to do is lose out on any money. I'm perfectly fine with you, you know, waiting until the time is right. It's not an issue at all. But if you have an opportunity to make some money from here till January and you're like, man, if I had an extra $50,000, I can buy 3 more containers and I know it's going to sell. I just need it quickly, or I need to get these shelves in before, you know, whatever the case may be, give me a call, save my number, and just, you know, ask me anything you need to ask me. If I can help out, I'd be more than happy to try and make something happen for you and your business.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling me back, and I'm walking out to my office right now, but let me scratch my head for a while. Like I said, you know, it's kind of all coming together right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'll save it.
Definitely do that. And then any questions, just keep it in your phone. Give me a ring. I'm here all the time.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
No problem, Anthony. You too. Thanks, Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Bye.